Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, I think in some ways the Collins campaign is like the Catholic Church. You have to rely a lot on faith because he's not really conducting much of a campaign. For instance, this morning we had Nate McMurray on, and he had a chance to spread his views among the voters. Chris Collins was invited on and chose not to come. So, I mean, that's just the way it is. It's a pretty safe environment in here. It's not like the wild mob out there. So I'm asking you, I know how important it is to keep the seat. I'm just asking you, do we have to do it on faith? Are we getting any bang for our buck? We know that the president likes him. He likes the president. We don't know how visible that's going to be. But it's certainly a good, valuable relationship, and we definitely don't want to lose that seat. Not much question about that. Here's a couple of texts that come in on the 30930 line, text board from Volkswagen of Orchard Park. Keep Collins' seat Republican at all costs. Then, if he resigns, you may have a more desirable Republican candidate with a clean slate. Here's another one. I'm voting for Collins just to keep the most awesome president in my 56 years. And so I think, you know, what's funny is I think Trump is getting stronger and stronger the more opposition there is. He seems to be handling it pretty well. But I'm asking, are we getting bang for our buck if we're going to vote Republican this time? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236. And star 930. Let's go to Max in Amherst. Max, thanks for holding. You're on WBEN.
Thanks, Sandy. Glad to hear that you're doing better. Your voice sounds a lot better.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's good to be back, too.
A few points I wanted to make. A couple of them actually added listening to McMurray's comments during when I was holding. First of all, he says he wants to keep the most corrupt politician out of Washington. He might be confusing Collins with Dianne Feinstein.
Bingo, yeah.
As far as Collins not calling in, I would make a brief point that he may be advised by his lawyers to limit certain comments that he makes to the public right now. Just an idea. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know that.
It could be. They like to play it close to the vest in any kind of legal question, sure.
Another thing, I don't know who was shooting me text back when I tried texting in earlier, but whoever it is said that they had no proof that McMurray had ever lied. That's not true. I called in a few weeks ago and pointed out that he had, that when he said that he has no ill will against Collins, he doesn't say Collins is guilty until he's proven guilty. That's not true. On his official Twitter page, he says, "The only federal building Collins should be occupying is a prison. Lock him up."
Hmm. Joe, you had something to say about that?
Was with me. And I didn't say you didn't. I just asked where you were getting that from. And once you said his Twitter page, I didn't challenge you on it. I just wanted to know where I could look it up myself. That's all.
You just deflected when I said it to why isn't Collins on it. It doesn't matter if Collins doesn't come on or not. You don't make a deal with the devil. Even if an angel, he's obviously not an angel, but I'm just making a point.
Sure.
You know, somebody that's not a devil doesn't communicate with you.
This is true in New York. You get used to it. Statewide office holders never open themselves up for any real questions. They're either set up press dates, but they're never where an actual person gets to ask an actual question, and they stay away from talk radio like you can't believe.
Right. I mean, as far as Collins not coming on, I wish he would, but if Hitler is going to come on your radio station, you don't give him airtime if Winston Churchill is not willing to come on and talk.
I hear you loud and clear. Thank you for the historical reference. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. I'm just wondering, is this a stealth campaign? First of all, he suspended his campaign because of the indictment. And then I guess he unsuspended his campaign, but I'm asking if you can tell the difference. Can you tell the difference from his unsuspended campaign from his suspended campaign? Because it seems to be a very low profile, very little chance of learning anything. And if that's good enough, then it's good enough. You know, we all have different standards. If you've learned everything you ever had to learn about Chris Collins and still wanted to vote for him, that's fine. I have no problem with that. But if you were hoping to get his take on things happening, because remember, the House of Representatives, that's supposed to represent the people. The Senate, they're deliberative, all right? But the House is very, very important. They represent the most direct line from us to the government. And so it's very important that we understand them and they understand us. So I'm not against Chris Collins. I'm just against the thought that we have to show our good faith by voting for somebody that we're not going to learn anything more than we already know. Nothing. And that's just the way it's going to be. Joe Beamer, do you have a Facebook, please?
I do. Sorry, Sandy.
Saying I do. Sounded like he was getting married in there. You do. Yes, you do.
We have Brad, who says, considering this is a representative whose only notable accomplishment in his first term was to change the name on three post offices based on a cost-benefit and productivity basis, we have to say no. However, as a seat filler whose only real purpose is to keep a seat in the House away from Democrats, and he has a pulse, I have to say, mission accomplished.
All right, so I think that's a general kind of view. I don't think anybody's going to give him the warm and fuzzy award of the year because he's not. He's distant. I think he's very arrogant, but that doesn't matter. You don't get any points for being charming. And that's it. We want to keep the seat the way it is now. And so if that's enough for you, that's enough. I'm just asking, for some, that may not be enough. For some, they may require a little bit more. For you to get the most precious thing that I have to give to you, and that is the ability to vote for you. That's the best thing I can give you. And if that's all you're willing to trade for it, just say, give it to me. I'm not going to explain anything for the rest of the time until you vote. I don't know if that's enough. It may be, it may be not. We're back right after this.
It could say a number of things, but the good news for us is we weren't even on television yet when this poll came out. A lot of people don't know who I am, and they know who he is, and he doesn't have a lot of room to move either way.
I have a pair of tickets to give away, and this time I'm going to be very careful with the phone number. The pair of tickets are for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, Saturday, December 15th at 3 p.m. at KeyBank Center. The value is $100, courtesy of Live Nation. General contest rules apply. 644-9875 is the bona fide number. Get your tickets now at tickets.com. Of course, everybody loves Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and they play here every season. And we do have a pair to give away right now. I'm just asking a simple question. I will put it as plainly and succinctly as possible. Are we getting bang for our buck from Chris Collins' campaign? Is it enough that you think you know everything you have to know about Chris Collins and what's going on and the changing scene in Washington and how we're represented there, and you're willing to do it just to keep the seat? Because according to this latest Siena College Spectrum poll, it's only a three-point margin right now in an overwhelmingly Republican district, 46-43, Collins over McMurray. And get this, favorability ratings. Collins, 37% favorable, 49% unfavorable. McMurray, 32% favorable, 21% unfavorable. Are we getting bang for our buck? Yay or nay? And don't call him bitch that McMurray was on this morning on the early morning news because Collins was invited to and chose not to come. All right, that's all you can do. We can't go to his house in his pajamas with a microphone and ask him, please say something. He apparently feels he's got enough goodwill built up in the voters, and the voters feel enough of a compulsion to save the seat that he doesn't really have to do too much. Let's go to Dan in West Seneca. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and welcome back. It's great to hear your voice.
Good to hear you too, Dan. What's on your mind today?
Well, this race is interesting. I live on the border of West Seneca and Alma. I just drove through Grand Island, and I thought to myself as I was listening to you, I would be result-oriented. So as I got onto Grand Island, over the first Grand Island Bridge, I saw a new Holiday Inn. As I went a little further before Whitehaven Road, I saw the new Western New York Welcome Center. And because I am a truck driver, I experienced the cashless tolls. Those are accomplishments all done on McMurray's tenure. So then I thought to myself, if I were thinking about Mr. Collins, I guess I'd have to say to myself, what has he done for me lately? And they have to answer that question. I don't live in their municipality, but I don't have anything that comes to mind. And then you, because you're very observant, pointed out Mr. Collins has this relationship with Donald Trump. So again, because I was listening to you, I had to give that a little thought. And when I take a look at the turnover in the Trump administration, recently, the former governor of North Carolina, Nikki Haley, is leaving his administration. And he's had lots of other people, and he's really kind of only 2 years into it. So I don't know if a relationship with Donald Trump is anything to really tout.
Well, yeah, but you'd have to be fair, you'd have to look at the accomplishments, if you want to make that tie, that the president has made. Enormous accomplishments in a very short amount of time. And I think he's gaining strength rather than losing strength.
I think that that's interesting, and I know that you're a Republican, and that is the way that you lean. And this is America. God bless you. My interpretation of whether or not Donald Trump would be successful, be deemed successful, would differ from yours. It's probably a topic for another show.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at the business situation. It is high flying right now. Look at the tax cuts that went into effect mainly in January. Look at the relationship, the foreign relationship. Look at the things that he's accomplished, turning earlier critics around to at least the silent button. I think he's done very well in the first 2 years against an enormous headwind called the Democratic Party.
I think that you pointed out things that have occurred. However, and I think you're factual, and you are one of the most fair people on radio. To me, tax cuts, when you borrow $1.33 trillion, which the federal government has done for fiscal 2018, they might not be the best thing to do because government is business. It needs revenue to run on, and we are doing a heavy, heavy amount of deficit spending. And it used to be that conservatives did not like to do that. So I'm a little perplexed by that.
Well, let's throw in, how about 19 major players who have been released by hostile foreign nations, and he's been in office less than 2 years?
He did that.
Yeah.
I think part of the reason that he got that accomplished, and that is good, by the way. I try to be fair. He's my president, too.
Sure.
Of a different political persuasion. They have judged Donald Trump. They know that he likes a wonderful television op, and they are not dumb either. They are making mileage, pushing their agenda, and they're really getting rid of a liability. It's convenient for both parties. I don't think North Korea with Donald Trump was the biggest success there has ever been.
But if you look at it like this, before then, I mean, we have an armistice, basically, with North Korea. Before then, we had virtually no dialogue with North Korea. I'd rather have dialogue, even if it isn't in total sync, with somebody than having no dialogue at all, with no chance of moving forward.
I think dialogue is wonderful, and I will say we have to thank Mr. Trump for that. But I'm from a generation, in my lifetime, I think the greatest foreign policy victory was actually Richard Nixon's with detente with China.
With China. Yeah, well, I don't disagree with that. That was a great step forward. See, I think a lot of people feel a connection with him because of with the president, because of a frustration with what they've seen coming out of Washington for so many years, especially on the heels of Barack Obama. And so I think he got a little extra zoom when he came into office because of that. But the swamp people, the people he pledged to clean up, aren't happy about it, as you wouldn't be and I wouldn't be if we were members of that group. So I think that whether that's enough, whether the relationship between Collins and the president is enough to vote for Collins doing a zombie campaign, I'm not really sure, and that's why I'm asking the questions. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. I don't know if that's enough or not. It might be. There are some people who think it will be, some who might demand a little bit more. You know, I don't think it's being piggy to ask somebody to campaign for us to give them the most precious thing we have as American citizens, our vote. I think I spoke to a group, a naturalization group, a few years ago. They were newly minted U.S. citizens, and I felt very proud to be asked to speak to them. And I said, if my opinion is worth anything, my advice to you, my first bit of advice, is make people earn your vote. Don't just give it to them. Don't give it to them because that's what your mother and father, that's the party your mother and father voted for. Or that, somebody you like voted for them, and so you like that person, so you're going to vote for them too. No, make them earn your vote. That's the most important thing. And isn't that a basis of a lot of problems we have? Is for years, people have given their votes away. They've given their votes away by parties that have basically taken major advantage of them by promises, by just handing out money from one person to another to make you think that this is the way government should be done. And you're okay with it because you're getting some of that. But I'm saying earn the vote. And I don't know if Chris Collins has earned my vote. Has Chris Collins earned my vote? I'm speaking rhetorically, of course. I don't know if he's earned your vote. Has he done enough to secure your vote? Now, if your vote only counts on him being a friend of the president, I guess he has. But if there's any more to it, I'd like to hear. Dan just brought up some things that have happened in Grand Island with McMurray. Give me some things that that Collins has done on the same line. We'd like to, refresh our memory. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. That sounds good on these bumps, Tony. Let's use them a lot, okay? As it sounds really good out of New Orleans. Here is some text from the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. It's a simple thing. Do people want Republican control in which things are positively happening with real results, or the Democratic control in which power is given to people with a temper tantrum since the 2016 election? Also, I just saw it bannered on Fox News. It's a new record. We now have 7.1 open jobs looking for people to fill them. 7.1 million. It's a new record. So there's a lot of good things happening under the banner of Donald Trump. You have to dig through the muck that the press puts up so that those things are not prominently featured. Here's another text. Need I remind the caller that Obama doubled the national debt? Absolutely. You remember the debt clock that was out there while Obama was president? Practically ran out of digits. All right. Just like under Reagan, tax revenues have increased under the tax cuts. Spending is still out of control, but the tax cuts 100% worked to boost the economy. Now let's go to Pete in Ontario. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Hey, morning, Sam. You know, it's funny, Sam. You get the uber left-wing Democrat that Dan is not, obviously. He's more of a JFK Democrat. That needs to be reminded of situations, how they've come. When North Korea, before Mr. Trump took hold of the reins, they were constantly threatening, lobbing missiles, so on and so forth. Not like Barack Obama, who got four hostages for $400 million, $100 million a hostage. Donald Trump got three of these hostages back from a regime more closed off for not a penny, as well as remains of the great soldiers during the Korean War that were left.
Absolutely.
You know, you got to open up a Democrat's eyes a bit, and just what you said about the deficit and how it's increased drastically. Is Chris Collins got anything for you guys? No. But Nate McMurray, if you go on to Grand Island, and I'm deep from Southern Ontario, and I know this stuff, okay? You go on to Grand Island and start knocking on doors and see how popular that man is. Oh, yeah. Nate McMurray, costless tolls. Oh, that's such a great, great feat. Yeah, now these people are getting letters from the Turnpike, you know, from Easy Pass saying, look, you went through, you owe us $50. We're going to hit your registration. Oh, yeah, that Nate. Do you think he actually put the Welcome Center there? Really? No, that's is that a municipal thing? Is it a state thing? You know what? It is so unbelievable the way that the Democrat mind works. There is nothing that you can put in front of them if they were actively engaged Democrats that's going to change their mind. What I love, Sandy, is there's the 20% that we call independent, and there's another 20% that voted Democrat that now are seeing, you know, real results with Mr. Trump, keeping every promise, Sandy. They went through this yesterday on Fox. Every promise.
So he's doing things that he said he was going to do, and he's making good progress, and the press is doing everything they can to cloud that. Thank you. Thank you very much, Pete. Good to talk to you. Now, Tony, two callers ago was praising cashless tolls. You use that bridge on a regular basis, and I have a feeling, because you told me, that you're not a big fan of these cashless tolls.
No, especially when they tell you, you know, oh, late fees and this and that. They even found something that, I think it was on Jeannie's vehicle, saying that she didn't pay a toll like 5 years ago.
Oh,
something
really?
Like that.
Wow.
It's something ridiculous.
Jeannie's been on the lam for 5 years.
To me, it's a scam.
Does Jeannie know, do they know that Jeannie's father's a prominent defense attorney? That he can fight it tooth and nail, keep her out of the slammer.
That he will do.
But you were telling me it was supposed to make things more efficient. And, well, at least at the beginning it didn't. I don't know if
and
it does
now. There's
still
backups.
Still, yeah. So that's the bottom line. And many people have texted that he's not responsible for the Welcome Center. So it's some things that were brought out that maybe have happened, but not necessarily
did
under
we need
his
a Welcome
tutelage.
Center there?
Are we welcoming people there? Then you should have a welcome center.
I just don't
maybe
see
maybe with cookies.
For it.
Cookies. A welcoming center with cookies.
Okay.
I
you
like
sold
that.
Me on that.
Mr. Beamer, do you have another Facebook for us? Joseph Beamer, what do you got?
I sure do. We have Leo who says, yes, the agenda he's supporting is improving the experience of citizens much more than the international game of the Democrats. McMurray would vote against constituents, and he would oppose everything on the Trump agenda.
So we want to know from you, are we getting bang for our buck when they're asking for our votes, especially with Chris Collins? Now, we have some experience with Chris Collins, but he suspended his campaign when the indictment took place. And then he reignited his campaign, and perhaps that's not the right word to use. It's the stealth campaign. You hardly know what's going on. And is that enough? The most precious thing we have to give a politician is our vote. That's it. That's all we have that means anything, really. They take our money, but we give our vote. And we have the ability to pick the person that we think will help us the most. That's just the way it should be. And is this guy, by just being there, going to garner your vote simply because he's friends with the president? Now, that's a big plus. It's a big plus. I haven't heard the president outwardly defend him, but you know he's got to be able to take his calls when he calls. I'm sure that works because he was the first supporter and steadfast supporter of Donald Trump for the presidency. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN.
It means it's not so much a vote for Collins as a vote for Collins' position and his backing of Donald Trump. They're supporting the president. They're kind of holding their nose, and they will vote for Collins because they don't want McMurray to be in office to oppose the president.
I'd like to thank John for a big – John Summers is a gourmet. He's a gourmet cook, and he has a gourmet taste. And he and I were in Los Angeles for a record convention, and we went to a steakhouse. And naturally, when you're at a steakhouse, you order a steak, and he ordered a steak and whatever. So his steak comes, and my steak comes, and it's got a round white glob on top of it. All right? Looked like a hockey puck, except about a third the size of a hockey puck, and it's white. All right? So I said to John, I don't want to appear to be a rube, but what is that on top of my steak? Because I'm reluctant to eat it unless I know what it is. He said, it's a scallop. I said, hey, I'm from New England. I know what a scallop looks like. That's not a scallop. He says it is. It's a scallop. I said, well, okay. I put my fork into it and popped it in my mouth, and it was lard. Lard. They put lard on the steak as they deliver it to your table to keep the steak moist. Now, not only is it lard, I have a mouthful of lard. What the hell do you do with that? Have either of you guys ever had a mouthful of lard?
No.
I didn't think so. How about you, Buzzy?
No.
A mouthful of lard. So then what you got to do is you got to do the thing like magicians. You direct the attention somewhere else while you take the napkin and in one fell swoop, glide it past your mouth where you get rid of the lard. And let me tell you something. I don't recommend it to anybody.
Doesn't sound
It's not. Pleasing. It's not. And I had never seen that before, and I've never seen it since. And I've eaten at a few restaurants in my life. And the bottom line is John Summers. And next time you see him, thank him for a mouthful of lard. That's a good name for a rock band, isn't it? Ladies and now, put your hands together. Here, for their first Buffalo appearance, let's hear it for a mouthful of lard. I think that would be a good name. If the Goo Goo Dolls ever want to change their name, tell them it's available.
Sure.
A mouthful of lard. Let's go to Dick. First time I've said that. It's the lard, Tony. It is the lard that made me say that.
What line is Richard on?
Thank you. I'll tell you what, let's go to Mary instead. Mary in Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Morning, Sandy.
Hello, Mary.
That laugh reminds me of Steve Allen.
Yeah, he had a high, shrill laugh, too. He's a great guy.
Yes. This is on a more somber note. Everybody's talking about this Nate McMurray, and you are asking what has Chris Collins
done for you? Yeah, okay.
Number one, I'm definitely behind Collins. And what I'm saying is, McMurray, they talk about his accomplishments, but why doesn't anybody ask him what he thinks of the comments of Maxine Waters? And he says he won't vote for Pelosi or this person or that person, but he could be pressured into doing that.
Maxine Waters is a national embarrassment.
Yes. And that's the other thing. But also, and talking about accomplishments, Chris Collins just recently, with that flight that crashed in Clarence.
Yes.
He was, they were talking about the families, that were involved in that settlement and all that stuff. But the other thing is, I wonder why people don't question the fact of what are you really going to get? What is really at stake here? You know, the country, the values, it's not Democrat, Republican. It is the hate, the climate of hate. And
I think the Democrats in this last anti-Kavanaugh move showed so little class. They may have irreparably harmed their position in the American psyche. I always thought, yes, we can have tough discussions about politics. I never thought I would be disgusted with one party as much as I am with the Democrats.
I'm called. I don't have Facebook or anything like that, but I called somebody to ask if he would post this for me. Of course, I was in church this morning, and our pastor mentioned, you know, always the little trivial facts, and he says, today is Dictionary Day, and it's Noah Webster's birthday. And I asked my friend to maybe post something about, you know, happy birthday, Noah Webster, and look up his definition of civility. Hillary Clinton is talking about civility.
Now we'll give up Noah Webster Day and just have Spell Check Day.
Yes. the thing is, civility. Hillary sits there and she calmly says, civility. Do you realize all they have to do is think, when you hear the word civility, what I envision is Maxine Waters.
Oh.
And the Congressman Cory Booker.
Yeah, they have no problem with acting like that at all. And apparently the people that back them, the people who think they're the right answer for everything, don't have a problem with it either. They seem so uncouth, uncivil. They just don't seem to be the kind of people that I think should lead the nation.
Nobody asks, like I'm not, you know, trying to pat Collins on the back. I mean, he deserves to be, you know, questioned and everything else. But also, they should also ask McMurray what he thinks of those comments and what does he feel the same as, you know, Maxine Waters and Holder, the statements Holder made.
Oh, Eric Holder is a joke. And Eric Holder is held in high esteem in the Democratic Party.
And
despite the fact he was held in contempt of Congress.
Exactly.
Now, he's in contempt of Congress. What the hell happened to him? Was he fined? What happened to him for being in contempt of Congress? To me, that's a serious issue.
This is what I'm saying about civility. When Hillary said that, I thought, oh, my God, all they have to do is look up the definition of civility.
We've got automatic reflex action now. When she's on some spots, some TV spots, and when I see her face, I recoil because I think America has been through enough hell with the Clintons. We don't have to bring them back. We have a good memory. Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much. All right. It's let's see. I think it's only 90 seconds. It's a little too early to go to Dick, don't you think?
So yeah, probably.
We'll have Dick after the Dick, if you're listening, we'll have you right after the news. On News Radio 930.
It's better to wait for Richard.
Yeah, exactly. I think so. Proper placement.
Yes.
Is right after the news.
You don't want to go too early.
No, definitely not. Although you can take a pill for that, I think.
Well,
that's fine. And when we get back.
Doctor prescribed, of course.
Doctor, Mr. MD. I'm Tina Turner.
you don't look like Tina Turner.
I'm not, but she looks great, Tina Turner. Now. Siena College Spectrum poll says there's only a 3-point lead for Collins, 46-43. It's supposed to be a lot wider than that. And I'm asking, is Collins running a campaign worthy of your vote? Are you getting bang for your buck from Collins? And it's not that I don't want Collins to win. It's just I'm asking a civil question. It's like it's taken for granted. Nobody's doing anything to earn our vote. Yeah, we know he's friendly with the president. That's great. We want to keep that seat. But the bottom line is, are we getting enough for it? All right, it's time for the cash code. Text 72881 with the word TICKET, T-I-C-K-E-T. And you might win $1,000.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.